Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Thirst for God's Freedom, from John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5.
Was blind, but now I see. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. We're talking today about a thirst for God's freedom. July the 28th, 1787, Benjamin Franklin spoke to the Constitutional Convention, and he spoke these words, I quote, "In the situation of this assembly, searching in the dark to find political truth, and hardly able to distinguish it when presented to us, how has it happened, sir, that we haven't once thought of humbly applying to the Father of lights to illuminate our understanding? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were in grave danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a supernatural providence in our favor. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see that God governs the affairs of men. Have we not forgotten that powerful friend?" America's pulpits and schools and federal courts are basically rejecting the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've been appalled and been around for a while on this earth and served on active duty military. And the things that I've seen, even as a pastor, and seeing where we have been and where we have come and what we are in, is more than appalling. Our nation's in a bad situation, my dear friend. There's a brazen anti-Christian attitude exploding in the confines of our nation today. It continues to get worse because Christians are basically intimidated and refuse to speak out. They refuse to stand up. And basically, it's all because of the secular humanistic mentality that has invaded the ranks of our nation. The Word of God calls us to be salt and light. And I think it's time we, the people of God, start being what God's called us to be. I believe it's time we stop being passive and hiding under the pews and going along with the crowd and be afraid of intimidation to speak up for what we believe in that is written on the pages of God's Word. I believe it's time we, the people, start being the people that God's called us to be. And so the church today basically has lost today the message of the gospel of the kingdom and has lost today the power of God within the confines and the ranks of the church body. You must know God. And today, you can only today do that through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't have a walking relationship if you don't know Christ. You can't declare today just because you're an American and live in America and you believe in the red, white, and the blue and all the other things that go. That does not gain, secure, and grant you today a home in heaven. You've got to come through what was provided by God through His Son at the cross. Thank God for the freedom that we have today as Americans. Thank God for the freedom that was secured by the sacrifice of men and women who stood on battlefields and laid it all on the line to secure our freedom. Thank God for those who stood up, and even at people like Patrick Henry that said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And our founding fathers who was not afraid to sign a document that declared basically how we are to govern our country. But it's interesting, if you will study the historical effect of our nation, what we have as governing documentation is basically founded and provided by what God's Word says. Amen. See, the issue today is not so much about a piece of paper. In America, the issue is about God. America doesn't want God to govern the affairs of people. We don't want anything telling us what we could, should, and ought to do. But I found everything that God tells me in His Word is words of liberation, words of freedom, and words of blessings. God does not confine you, and God does not today put you in a place of condemnation. As a matter of fact, He delivers you from that by the pages of this Word called the Holy Bible. And the one today that came, let me tell you what's saturating this book. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is where our freedom is found. We've got to start looking to the cross because that's true freedom. We've got to start looking to Jesus today. And it's time we today stand up for what we say that we believe. It's time we stop being intimidated by every act that comes, terrorism or whatever it may be. Let me tell you what, you are belonging to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Isaiah the prophet declared and decreed in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon that is formed against you shall, can, or will prosper. Amen. We are not to live in fear. We are the children of the Most High God. We're not on the run. We're standing up for the truth. And we're not intimidated because the truth has set us free. So I believe it's time we, the church and the church body, start being the people that God has declared and decreed that we are. Amen. It's been said that if you're on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? We have to answer that question from the pages of God's Word. John 17:1-5, we find these words. These words make Jesus and lift up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. And Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, hallelujah, that they might know Thee, the only true God, I'd underscore that, that they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. Man, that right there says it all. If you don't have God and you don't have Jesus, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have anything. You can have all the riches and fortunes and fame and all the things of the world. You today can live in the finest. But let me tell you what, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. All you have is what the world has provided, which is temporal and will pass away. But one day you'll stand before the eternal King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And folks, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you will not be in that place called heaven. Amen. So He said, I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest Me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou Me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. Eternal life in the pages of God's Word is described today in two ways. First, it's a present reality. The present possession of eternal life today requires a living faith. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. You must be born again. And even here on the Freedom Weekend, let me tell you what, the greatest freedom that you can get is freedom from your sins, from yourself, from Satan, and from the world.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.